Mark 14, 1 through 9. Now the Passover and the unleavened bread was 2 days off, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to seize him by stealth and kill him. For they were saying, not during the festival, lest there be a riot of the people. And while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For the poor you always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do them good. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. For truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken of in memory of her. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for bringing us this morning. We pray, Holy Spirit, speak to us, and we invite you, God, to come. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We know that as Christians, we are called to do damage to the works of the enemy, right? We're called by God to come and be men and women, you know, who take the word of God. You know, Jesus tells us to pray, your will be done and your kingdom come. So we're called to be men and women that bring the kingdom of God, the culture of heaven, down to this earth through what we do and through what we say in the workplace and wherever we are. I've been reading this book called I Give You Authority by Charles Craft. And it talks about how God or Jesus has given us his authority to now go and take authority in this world and to bring God's will and God's kingdom to this earth. So we know that as Christians we're called to do that. And we're called to make a difference. We're called to reach out to the people around us. But also, we know that we're also called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? We know that that is also a calling that God has given to us. And I believe what this woman does in the passage that we just read today, you know, that's a picture of how one can love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. I mean, this is a famous passage. You've read it many times. You've heard it many times. You know, she brings this expensive perfume. She breaks the whole jar and just pours it all out extravagantly. She pours it out before the Lord. And people remark indignantly. They're so angry. They think it's this injustice that she has done, that she has poured it all out upon Jesus, all the resources that she had, all this money that she could have had from this perfume. But Jesus says, hey, leave her alone. She's done a good deed to me. What she has done is a good thing. So, you know, when we come and love the Lord our God extravagantly and we give him everything, then people around us might think, you know, you're stupid. What you're doing is ridiculous. You know, you should really be more reasonable with how you love the Lord. You know, you should be more reasonable about how much you go to church and how much, you know, you're giving to the Lord and how, you know, the things you're doing, you know, you need to think twice before doing that. But the world's going to think, you know, what we're doing is kind of unwise or whatever. But the Lord is going to say, hey, leave him alone. Leave her alone. What they're doing to me is a good thing. You know, loving me extravagantly. God's never going to be like, oh, no, I cannot receive all the love and all the offering that you bring to me. You know, he's not going to do that because he knows that he deserves it, and he knows that it's a good thing when you give him your everything. You know, we can be like, if someone gives us something, you know, when John Lee, our bass player, when he went back to Korea, we bought him a PSP as a worship team, and he was like, oh no, the guys, this is way too expensive, oh, I cannot take this. You know, we as people can do that because we know we don't deserve some of the blessings and the love that we get from people. God's not going to do that because he knows that he deserves it. He knows that it's actually a good thing if you were to give him your everything, then he's going to be like, yeah, you're doing a good thing. I welcome that, and I enjoy that, and I support that. You know, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But oftentimes, we don't read it at our church. The second part, you know, Jesus says, the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, you know, in our Christian walk, there's always two parts, you know. One is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But the other is to love our neighbor. And that's the call that we have, you know, to destroy the works of the enemy here on this earth. That's loving our neighbor, bringing them out of what the enemy might be doing in their lives and bringing them to freedom and speaking truth and love and just bringing the good news of God to them. But it's two parts. We need to walk in balance. You know, we can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to love God. I'm going to go to a prayer mountain, live my whole life at the prayer mountain and just love Jesus and give him everything. But that's not, I mean, that sounds so spiritual, so holy. But, you know, when Dean Sherman was here, he pointed this out to us. He said, Christian life is not lived in solitude. It's lived in community, right? First John tells us, you can't say you love God unless you love your brother that you can see. So we need to come back to community and love our neighbor. But if we just love our neighbor and just work and do all these things for God, we're missing the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord. So we walk in balance. You know, Mike Bickle, he's the founder of the International House of Prayer. I really like the International House of Prayer and what they stand for. But he shares kind of his theory. He talks about how people, missionaries and different people, they give their all. You know, they're living for God. They're evangelizing. They're caring for the poor. And they're giving and giving. But they get so burnt out working and working and working. They come to the house of prayer and they're just receiving. They're just with the Lord and they're just being ministered by the Lord and they're ministering to God and it's awesome. But he says, I mean, this is just what he says, I don't know, right? But he says when they first kind of started this International House of Prayer, they got a lot of criticism because they were saying, you're focusing too much on this one part. You're not walking in the balance. Because you're just focusing on spending time with God, ministering to God, and being with God. But he said something interesting. He said, you know, he said, if people, you know, he says he welcomes people to come and spend time with God and just sit by him, even if it's years and 5 years. And, you know, he welcomes it because he knows that if he were to spend that time alone with Jesus and just love him and be with him, he's eventually going to be moved to go back out into the world because Jesus is all about taking care of the poor. He's all about reaching out to the lost. He's all about, you know, breaking the works of the enemy and bringing his good news into the world. So if a person spends time with God and really builds that relationship, you know, Mike Bickle says he's not worried that he's going to be too focused on this one thing because God, Jesus, is eventually going to send him out. You know, because that's what Jesus is about. And, you know, I think we need to walk in that. You know, because the Cambodia team, we're actually fasting and praying this 1 week. And I know we're doing this, you know, because we want to destroy the works of the enemy in Cambodia. And we want to live for God and we want to do something for Him. But we also need to remember to walk in that love relationship with God. And to not just be so focused on the works part, but the relationship part. You know, Pastor Sam says this is a sure test of whether you are walking in intimacy with God. And he says, you know, if he comes to morning prayer and he's praying, he has a list of things that he's praying for and he's doing his prayer thing, he's spending time with God. And if he finds himself getting excited as he nears the end of his prayer part, you know, of his quiet time, and he's just like, okay, finally, I can say my 3 more prayers, and I can get back to work and do some real work in the office. You know, when he finds himself getting excited about finishing up his quiet time, he knows that something is missing. And it's so true, I mean, for me, I find it so true. You know, something is missing. If I find that, I'm like excited, about to get done with my quiet time. So I'm like finishing up my last chapter as soon as I can, so I can go have breakfast. You know, I can go to the office and do some emailing. And so we need to watch out for that. You know, do we get excited as we are nearing the end of our quiet time so that we can actually go do some work? Then we might have been missing the whole point of loving the Lord our God. So just today, you know, that's an encouragement to let's come back to the feet of Jesus. Much as Mary and Martha, you know the story of Mary and Martha. Martha is busy working, but Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, just listening to what Jesus is saying. Martha gets frustrated and says, "Hey Jesus, why don't you tell Mary to work?" Jesus says, you know, no, Mary has chosen the good part. She's doing the good part. You know, she's sitting and listening to me. So much like Mary, let's come back to Jesus and sit at his feet. Just receive his words and his love. There's no condemnation. You know, we're not saying, hey, you're not living right if you're excited about the end of your quiet time and you just want to work and whatever. It's the love of God, right, that brings us to love him. It's never like we conjure up love and say, oh, we're going to love God. It's always his love first that brings us. So let's just close our eyes and, you know, just answer his call and his invitation. Sing this song, just talks about the love of God, how amazing his love is. You know, because, you know, we come and we might think, oh, we're just going to love him and we're going to give everything to him and minister to him. But really, we find that when we come, it's God loving us and we're just receiving his love. We're just enjoying his presence and his love for us. So, I just invite you to come and sit at his feet and let the Lord just come and love you and draw us back to him. You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Oh, by you, and Lord, I'm amazed by you, Lord, I'm amazed by you, how you love me. How deep, how great is your love for me. How wide, oh, how wide, how deep. How great, oh, how great is your love for me. Oh, Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed.
For our group prayer focus, let's lift up our missionaries that we support as a church. Let's just pray for them that, you know, even though they're working and they're really directly involved in work to bring the kingdom of God and to bring the gospel to the lost and to disciple, to teach, and to bring the kingdom of God, that they won't be too busy to come and sit at the feet of Jesus. Let's pray that God would really call them and bring them to a place where they really sit by the feet of the Lord Jesus and receive His love. So let's lift up our missionaries that we support. You know, there's Mr. Song in Uzbekistan and Kolia, the pastor. There is the Chong family that we support, who ministers in China, in Dalian. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for my parents. They're ministering in Qingdao, just to a minority people group. So lift them up, please. Let's lift up Pastor Sam Kim's contact in Chichihar. There's an orphanage and just a pastor that ministers to the orphans and to a church there. So we can lift them up. There's Pastor Oh in Cambodia. There is also the people in Hong Kong. There's the YWAM people, Fabi and Frank. They need actually a lot of prayer as they go for outreach. They're having a bit of trouble with getting insurance and stuff. So lift them up, Fabian, Frank, and just the school in YWAM. There's Jimmy Stewart with Face to Face Ministries. Let's lift them up. And Grace Chung, who works with him. And Alman with Zhengsheng College. So we can lift them up. And Sophia, who is in Japan. She's a member of our church, right? She's in Japan doing short-term mission. So lift them up. Lift her up. So yeah, just whoever comes to your mind through the, from the list, let's just pray for them, that God would really love them and cover them, and that they would be drawn into His arms, closer to Him, just so they could spend some time just sitting at His feet and listening to Him and loving Him, so that they may be recharged to go out into the world and to minister. Dear God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for just loving us so much. We thank you that we live, you know, not by just physical food, but by the word that proceeds out of your mouth, God. And we want to be men and women that sit at your feet, that receive your words, receive your love, God, and that love you back extravagantly, as this woman in this passage that we've read. And we lift up our missionaries, God. We ask you to really be with them, strengthen them, encourage them. Lord, I pray just as we lift them up that you will strengthen them and give them a lot of encouragement and renewed vision and passion for the work that you have called them to do. And bring them, God, to their knees and just to a place where they can sit at your feet, God, and receive your love and receive your words. So we lift up our missionaries that we support. We give you this day, God. May you be glorified today through all that we do. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day.